to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Good morning. It is 7:06 on July 16th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's going to be hot today, but Linda will be getting into that one here in a minute. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. If you have an email, you can just email it to Linda at KCNR1460.com.
I think we need a lot of Jimmy Buffett music today.
Yeah, we might need that. We've got a number of things going on today. Main thing we've got going right now is an extravaganza for the eyeballs, because Bad Bob is wearing that Phantom from Outer Space Hawaiian shirt again.
Oh, good morning. Last night, Whiskey Town Lake, barbecuing steak on the grill in the cove.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it cool?
Much cooler than in the valley, yes.
Steak on the Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
How fabulous. Okay, so yeah. In the cove, that's a great visual.
We took the bee out. We had to do a little test run and decided to make an evening of it, and it was quite pleasant. Got back late, but we had a great time.
Life is great.
Saw a lot of idiocy on the lake, but you do every time.
So what you're saying is that you're relaxed and everything, and everything should be perfect today, then, right?
No comment.
Okay, good. And speaking of perfect, though, here she is, Linda Bob.
Oh, good morning. Yes, it is, of course, if you're just tuning in or just waking up, it is 76 degrees. I don't know why that says 76. My car said 81. It feels more like 81. It's going to be a really hot day. I mean, over 100 degrees. We're looking at 107. Near 107 degrees. So hopefully Amy's going to be calling in later and telling you, giving a fit tip on how to beat the heat by working out. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going on tonight. Even though it's hot out, there are ways to, you know, just to bring your little personal mister. I don't know, Bob, do you have one of those hats that, you know, has a little fan on top and then it has a little, you know, mister? That would go really well with that shirt, by the way.
Even I am not that much of a geek.
I wouldn't bet on that, Bob.
That's something my dad would give us as joke gifts. I just don't have one. But, you know, today I would be very proudly one.
They've got those little fans that you can spray water in front of them, those little miniature fans.
I know,
that kind of mist you right
but
there.
But this is a hat. You don't have to use your hands. It just, you know.
Okay, now here's the big thing.
What?
Again, we go back into it. Wear light clothes, drink a lot of liquids, and most important, do not leave any living object in your car for any length of time.
Or milk.
Don't leave your children. Don't leave your dogs. And we say this every day. Everybody says it, but sure enough, we're going to be, you know, they find them. They find children and animals in cars, and it's 107 degrees out, and it's 130 in the car.
Speaking of animals, can I just tell you, yesterday while I was driving around, I saw two gentlemen, different areas in Reading, that were walking their dogs. This had to be, 105, 104 yesterday, mid-afternoon, probably 2 or 3 o'clock, walking their dogs on the asphalt. And I thought, you know, I could see the one little chihuahua was like, ouch, 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 having to go across the crosswalk. And I thought, you know, you take your shoes off and you walk barefoot across the crosswalk just so you can see how it feels to be on the... They have no padding. They have just the little paws. Yeah, they're tough, but not for that.
I have one of those little infrared scanners. That asphalt gets up around 160, 170 degrees. That is enough to burn the skin, and that's kind of cruel. Yeah, and take it. I think anybody who does that should be forced to walk barefoot across a brand new parking lot.
Well, I just don't think.
In any case, people should think about this before they take their dog.
Well, they have. I'm trying to think about. Okay, they're walking with their dog. It was, you know, right before Market Fest. And I'm thinking, that's their little buddy. Their buddy wants to go with them. They never leave their buddy anywhere. But at that point, carry your buddy. Or put little booties on them.
Little booties on your buddy? Little buddy booties?
Little buddy booties.
Okay, when we come back today. Hey, today is open line day. Plus, we've got a number of things to talk about. But these are what you want to talk about today. But there are so many things to deal with. When we come back, we're going to start with the return of a hero to our town. And then we're going to go on to what's happening in our town, what's happening in the state, and, of course, in the national government. But, again, this is your show today.
Plus, I've got a tip here for 10 cars that have been nominated for under $10,000. The top 10 cars. We'll be telling you all about the top 10 cars under $10,000.
And we've got good news, and we've got news that may not be quite as good. So this is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it.
Yes, good morning, Reading. We love this music. That's right. We're helping to wake you up because it's going to be a hot, fabulous weekend. You know, it's a state of mind. Yeah, we know it's hot. Keep hydrated. You know, dress coolly. We have all kinds of fun things to tell you about what's going on because, you know, you just can't really roll up and shut down. You got to, there's a lot going on. By the way, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's going to be sunny and hot today with a high near 107 tonight, around 74. Don't forget music out there this Friday night, which is tonight, by the way. I'll be out there with a wonderful jazz trio. We're going to be doing music from 6 to 9, and it is an air-conditioned. They have two air-conditioned areas to dine. And if you're coming out, we're almost closed up on reservations, but if you're coming or full, do call and ask for the music room. And as well, there are misters on the beautiful deck as well. You don't want to miss tonight. It's a very special night. There's a piano player by the name of Devin who's going to be leaving next week to join up with the Marine Corps Band.
You know, some good news here. The U.S. car brands, top imports and consumer appeal. For the first time in 13 years, Ford, U.S.-based automakers led by Ford Motor Company have actually surpassed foreign brands in vehicle appeal. You know, this is kind of important because American cars, people liking American cars, and now they're buying American cars. So vehicle models with high appeal scores tend to generate faster sales, higher profit margins, which is great. So imported brands in 2009 outpaced domestic brands by 5 points, and luxury brands dominated the survey. But U.S.-based automakers have taken the lead again. Okay, here's our second part of good news. The BP oil disaster may be under control. After how many days? 80-something days. It looks like they may have plugged the flow. Looking at the undersea video, you don't see the oil spewing out anymore since they put the cap on it. It looks like they've choked off the leak, and you can't see anything leaking out. Now, the problem is this going to have a problem someplace else now that they put the leak or they put the cap on it? Is it going to have a failure someplace else where then now they've got to find that and they've got to cap that leak? Let's hope that this test they're doing, it could last up to 48 hours, will show how well the well has been capped. You know, this thing has is such a disaster. It's been a disaster from the beginning. And it just seems like it just kept getting worse, that no matter what they were doing, it wasn't getting any better, that the administration didn't jump into it like they should have. They let the state try to handle it. The state then asked for help. The government, federal government would not give it to them. And so, you know, so it just kept getting worse and worse. And finally, after the first 10 days, and Obama went down there and he went back and nothing really was happening. It wasn't until the pressure from the citizens and even his own party, James Carville down there screaming about how bad the feds were doing on this, and it finally started ramping it up. Now, is it Obama's fault that the well exploded? No, of course not. Again, we go into what happened afterwards. And here's the scary thing, my friends. BP had to do all of this. BTP had to do all of this because the government was unable to do that. Now, we say the government shouldn't be able to do everything, and that's true. But here they had to rely completely on BP. I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you doing?
I'm just trying to stay cool here.
Well, if you find a spot, let us know.
Okay. I was wondering, why are they trying to cap it? Why don't they just keep pumping oil out of it? There's so much pressure there and oil coming out. Can't they just keep, like, you know?
I think what Yeah, I think what they're trying to do, Bob, is this: is once they get a cap on it to stop the to stop it from gushing out, then they can. The next step will be putting another device on it, another wellhead on it, so they can start pumping oil. But first, they had to stop the bleeding. Are you still there, or did we lose you? Okay, I guess we've lost Bob. Anyway, with this, so that's going to be under control. It looks like at least now for at least the next 48 hours.
Bob's calling back.
Bob calling back. Other things that are happening, you know, that it's going to have an impact on us, and what exactly the impact is still out to out for us to vote on here. Congress reforms Wall Street. They put up a vote of 60 to 39. They passed a sweeping measure that tightens regulations across the financial industry in an effort to avoid a repeat of the 2007-2009 financial crisis. Now, Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank is going to be our guest Monday. And we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking the pros and cons of this bill. I mean, it's like a $2,300 bill that's in front of Congress on this that they just voted on. So we're going to discuss that Monday. Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank on the impact of this Wall Street reform, because, my friends, it covers a lot of things. It could make things harder. It could make it rougher to get loans from banks. It could be a whole lot of regulation that comes back impacting on us. Let's go back to Bob. Bob, welcome back.
Thank you. I don't know what happened there, but plus I heard they're going to do away with free checking with that bill also.
Well, you know, a lot of the banks are, you know, they keep adding these little fees onto it. You know, they're not taxes, they're fees, when the government's really good at that. So, yeah, but we're going to discuss
that. Comment about losing our country. I think it started, you know, 30, 40 years ago with the mainstream media not accurately reporting what was really going on in the news.
Well,
having a one-sided bias.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, it's one thing to have an opinion. You know, I mean, Rush Limbaugh, you know, Dennis Miller, whoever it is has an opinion. You know, but there are opinions, and people know it's opinions, and it's commentary. News should be straight reporting without trying to throw in your own, your own feelings about it. And what happened back then was that people were trusting the, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC. They were the only ones out there. And so if one of their newscasters said, you know, that's the way it is, like Walter Cronkite, you know, people said, oh, gosh, you know, he wouldn't lie to us. He's like our, you know, like our father. Well, it turns out that Cronkite would lie, and he would push the facts the way he wanted them. But nobody knew that. So, you know, Bob, maybe you're right. Maybe back there in the 60s, or maybe it's been going on forever, and we just haven't noticed it.
But, you know, I was 2 weeks ago today, I was in the barbershop having a good time there at Cypress Square. And I'm almost, you know, almost done, and the elderly person came in, gentleman, and they must have been someone they knew, and he was talking about maybe his sister or somebody close about getting Dish Network, and he couldn't understand why she was getting Dish Network. All she ever watches is that 205, you know, which is a new Fox News channel. all she does is watch that Republican news channel. I don't know why he's getting Dish.
Hey, Bob, we got a break. So thanks a lot for your phone
call. Thanks, Bob. Have a great, cool weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Clearly, news talk radio.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eye.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, it's going to be a hot day today. Hot day, any way you look at it. It's currently 80 degrees if you're just tuning in on this Friday the 16th. That's right. There's so much going on. But today it's going to be high of 107 and tonight 74.
You know, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley's the owner. He was in here yesterday talking about the different things that are going on. We have had some emails after that we're checking on just all the great deals you can get through B&T Satellite. They've been servicing local customers since 1985. The phone lines there are 244-1988. They're right off Airport Road. You go by Burrito Bandito, look for all those satellites, and that's B&T Satellite. Okay, today it's As we talked about earlier this week about a young Marine, Lance Corporal Tyler Allen Rhodes of Burney, was killed in action in Afghanistan. Well, he's coming home today. There's a jet is bringing him in to the Reading Municipal Airport at 1:15 p.m. today. There will be places for people to park and for visitation or for viewing, I should say. The coffin carrying the body will be transferred by a Marine Corps honor guard, and then a funeral procession will follow it. It's going to go west on Highway 44 to Interstate 5, west to Highway 299, then east to McDonald's Burney Chapel. Now, there'll be a number of people there at the Reading Jetport. Patriot Guard riders, Missing in America Project, Old Guards, American Legion, any number of different groups. But the procession going up to Burney, of course, is open to everybody. And if you want to go up to Burney, what they've asked is if you're there around 3 o'clock and they're lining the main street there. Lance Corporal Rhodes was 20 when he was killed. We've talked about it earlier this week, like I said. If you can get out, and if you can't get to the jetport, but maybe on an overpass or along the road, when you see them coming by, you might stand to attention and think about these young men and these young women that are out there. This has been the bloodiest month in Afghanistan since the beginning. And any time that they start upping the price in Afghanistan, as they have, we will have more casualties. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to the family of Lance Corporal Rhodes. Okay. You know, some other things that are going on here today in our next segment. It's about that time we can start talking about what's going on with the federal courts again. And, you know, like this is just an example here. A U.S. federal court ruled, and this was, of course, the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco, told them to go back and look at how people fill out their forms, because right now their ruling says that any female from Central America can claim political asylum in the United States. Any female from Central America could claim political asylum. What they said is they need to relook whether the Central American women are a politically social group that is persecuted. Now, I don't know about you, but that could open up the gates for hundreds of thousands of new immigrants. And, you know, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about why is the American government picking certain laws they want to fight states on that are trying to protect themselves, yet ignoring the same law when it comes to be providing sanctuary to illegals. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
A wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR. 80 degrees currently. Today is July 16th. It's going to be high today of 107. Hydrate. I want to talk about, share with you an article that I came upon on the internet. This is provided by cars.com. You know, what happens over a hot season or during a hot time like now, a lot of people will go out, Carl, and they'll go car shopping. I don't know if it's because they can be in air-conditioned cars or they want to, you know, test drive cars. But with what's happening with our budget, I came upon this article that I thought I would like to share with our listeners. And there's 10 cars for $10,000. And I was going to go briefly over the cars. And there's about 2.6 used cars for every new car sold throughout April of this year. That's one of the facts. And the Versa made it on the list again in the latest cars.com best cars for $10,000. And so this particular article examines what the cars are and what the nuts and bolts are. So shall I?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The 2009-2010 Nissan Versa Is the only new car on the list, but it's here for more than just its low price. It's roomy for its class and has a comfortable ride, etc. The nuts and bolts are the $9,990 Versa 1.6 is the second cheapest new car sold in America. It epitomizes no frills, transportation, crank windows, manual locks, and no radio. So if you want to just get a bare down car, that's the one. The number two is the 2007 Kia Optima. Why they like it? Its approach to load, it is to load its cars with lots of features and then sell them affordably. Unlike most sedans of its era, the Optima made a stability system optional on its base model. Nuts and bolts here, redesigned midway through 2006 model year, the Optima came standard with six airbags and reasonable amenities. You must look hard for examples with optional anti-lock brakes and stability control. So the 2007 Kia Optima also is there, just around $10,000. 2006 Ford Freestar, the description is having children is definitely a reason to reevaluate your choice of car. And if you have kids, you know they don't care if you drive new or used. Nuts and bolts here, anti-lock brakes are standard and roughly one out of five 06 Freestars for sale have Ford's safety canopy option, which includes three-row curtain airbags. And the option is worth hunting down. It bumps the minivan up to decent side impact car crash test scores. And if you've ever known anybody, or my mother was in a horrible accident last year, those airbags truly saved her life, the side airbags. So that's really something I think is one of the most important things with cars.
Well, you know, any of the cars you're talking about, you know, today's economy, you've got people are looking, you know, to maybe pick up a new car that is got worth to it, and they don't have a lot of money. So,
or they have their kids that are...
Or it's that time for their kids. So now you're thinking, what's the safest car we can buy the kids? Because, you know, guess what? It's college. They're getting ready to go off to college this year. So, you know, this may be a way that, you know, they're going to need some kind of transportation. So you want to get them the safest that you can. I know a lot of people like to surround their kids in like an armored personnel carrier, but it's not really good on gas.
Another car model is the 2006 Ford Fusion. Why this particular article likes it is it's based on the Mazda 6 platform. The Fusion packs nimble handling, an adult-friendly backseat, and a large trunk with its Mazda cohort's sporty reliability. The four-cylinder is capable, and the V6 models employ a responsive, high-tech, six-speed automatic. $10,000, you get a lot with your sedan. Nuts and bolts here. Front seat, side airbags, there we go again, and two-row side curtain bags were optional, as were anti-lock brakes. Next up is the 2006 Hyundai Sonata.
Yes.
The 2006 Sonata was a turning point for Hyundai. Am I saying that right?
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Is it Hyundai?
Hyundai.
It's not Hyundai?
No.
What do you think, Bob?
I go, hi, Hyundai.
You go with Hyundai?
Hyundai.
All right. The sedan offered an eye-pleasing exterior design with comfortable accommodations for a family of four. The nuts and bolts here, exemplary for its time, the Sonata had six airbags, anti-lock brakes, and stability control standard. Usually the top models will go for about $11,500, but they say look for it because you can probably get a good used model for $10,000.
So we're still looking at, again, the things you should be looking for is the safety aspects of all the used cars anyway.
Well, and they come,
and they've got enough of them now because the used ones are new enough under $10,000 where you can have safety, you know, good safety equipment.
Right. I'll just whip through a couple other ones. 2006 Mitsubishi Galant, and why they like it. Why the Galant may be louder on the road and ride rougher when compared with some of its competition. It's rather sporty, larger sedan with a modern interior that hasn't aged as poorly as others of its vintage. Nuts and bolts. An automatic transmission and seat-mounted side airbag were standard, and anti-lock brakes came on all the base DE trim. 60,000 miles should set you back about $10,500. So, looks like, don't we all have the 2005 Ford 100, the 2005 Honda Accord sedan, the 2005 Hyundai Tucson, and the Toyota 2005-2006 Toyota Corolla. All of those you should be able to, get around the $10,000 thing. Things to look for. Here it says used car listings can claim more features than the car actually has. So make sure to verify that a car listed with anti-lock brakes or side airbags actually has those features. The Tucson Accord, that Sonata made it easy. Those features are standard. If you're shopping on the others, don't take a salesperson's or private seller's word for it. Check it out yourself. And you might want to go check out this. This is on cars.com.
Okay, let's go take a quick break here. When we come back, we got a lot of things going on. We want to get back to that immigration questions and enforcing, selective enforcement of laws that impact on one state but don't impact on others. Why is that? Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:45 in the morning. Hey, things are like dragging just a little slow. We are breaking in a new board operator, Bruce. And he's trying to keep up with us, and we're trying to learn his little idiosyncrasies too. Good morning, Bruce.
Why, good morning.
It's a lot of fun.
This is just a lot of fun.
We have to put a special seat in for him because he sweats a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, come on, it's 107, going to be 107 today, and we put you in the hot seat on the hottest day of the year.
That was because I had Blue Diamond almonds the other day, and they went down the wrong way.
He was choking. We watched the person choke, and I said, "Gosh, I called Bob and said, I think he needs mouth-to-mouth, and Bob said Bruce was going to die.
I think, oh, really? Well, you know what? Maybe you do have a nut allergy.
No, I never have.
If you had a nut allergy, you don't want to be around this place.
You can't have a nut allergy and be in radio.
That's right, because you've been surrounded by nuts for, you know. Yeah. Okay, anyway, welcome aboard, Bruce. Try not to put us completely off the air.
Thank you.
Like Bob does occasionally.
Well, he's a good teacher.
Yeah. Bob's great.
When we go to commercial, the mics aren't on.
That's
so,
right.
You know, you're hearing our little...
We're here laughing at Bob's shirt. Okay, look, let's go on to something else here. Yesterday when Chief Peter Hansen was on, and we talked a lot about gangs, and we talked about the marijuana and all that, but one of the things we talked about, of course, is the number of gangs and the number of illegals. And when offline we were talking, and it's something we have been discussing now, for 8 months that we've been on the air. Why isn't something being done to close the border? The only thing that's happening is the federal courts are going after Arizona because they are, and I'm paraphrasing this, they're going against the U.S. government on illegal immigration, which I call illegal invasion. But why do they allow sanctuary cities that go against U.S. policy not be taken to court? I could be wrong, but this smacks of Obama wanting to punish Arizona for defending themselves and at the same time enticing illegals to come across the border to settle in our country. I believe that this administration wants to see the framework of the country change. They want to change it in a lot of ways. Plus, just look at the medical health bill, the health care bill. That's going to change our country dramatically if it continues forward the way it is. And you don't need to believe me. Let's talk about this with doctors. Talk about it with doctors that you know, and not the ones that are in the head of the AMA because they're in the pocket of Obama. Talk about it to doctors that you trust. See what kind of impact this health care bill is going to have on them and your health care, because I promise you it will. Oh, there's going to be a lot more people have health care available to them. You just won't have doctors and facilities to take care of it. And then you go into the Wall Street regulation. It's going to change the framework of what we're doing and how we're doing it. We're going to talk about that Monday with Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. There's going to be good parts of this bill. There's good parts of every one of these bills, but there are also parts that are going to impact on you and I, and what's worse, our children and our grandchildren, by the way these things are being passed. And now we talk about cap and trade. What do you think that's going to do? Look what it's doing right now in the state of California. You know, we're running up the cost of electricity. Electricity right here in River City is going to double be added on 10%, another 10%, another 10%. So in a few years, we're going to be doubled of what we're paying now, and it's already going up. We're going to have the head of REU in here, and we'll be talking to him here in the next week or so, and discussing this. You know, what can we do to, you know, it's two things. You know, why are the prices going up? Why do we have to keep millions and millions of dollars in a fund that we can't be touched? So those are things, those are just major things. But, you know, one of the questions that the Record Searchlight put out the other day was why are people so up in arms about illegal immigration? I'm surprised that they can't see this. That they can't see is that people feel like our nation is under attack in every direction. But one of the major ways is the millions of illegal immigrants, not immigrants, illegal invaders that are here, that are impacting on our society. Yes, some of them, you know, they come here because they want jobs, because they can't get jobs in their countries. They can't be treated fairly in their countries. They can't get hospitalization in their countries. They can't get the number of things that are being done in our country, in their country. But how can you call it, how can we control what happens in our nation if we can't control the borders? It's really simple. Why can't the borders be shut down? Then let's take a look at, you know, anything else you want to do with your immigration status. One of the major problems facing us. We've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. There's people on the phones, and we'll get to you as soon as this break is over. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's going to be 107 today. Currently 82 degrees, keeping cool. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's is in Tobacco and Brew, and if you like those iced coffees or iced chai, are they chai?
Yeah, I think so. And
you know, iced tea.
Smoothies, too.
All the smoothies. It's a phenomenal place. Best coffee going on in town, and they sell beans. Check out the girls. They're experts in their coffee making. Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. And speaking of staying cool, one of the coolest gals we know who is quite the fitness trainer and has a tip for us, we are on the phone with Amy Palko. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How are you, Amy?
Are you?
Oh, I miss you guys. I want to come and play with you guys. Oh,
okay. Well, we promise next week we're gonna fit that in.
All right. That sounds great.
All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, you know, it's going to be a hot weekend. And I just want to remind people that that doesn't mean you can't be active during these hot times, but you do have to be smart about what you're doing, and you do got to think about some factors such as staying hydrated and making sure you get those electrolytes in. Hydration is key, so lots and lots of water this weekend. And, you know, those sports drinks that have electrolytes in them, if you're going to be outside, they're going to help replace all those important things that you lose when you sweat. So I actually like to suggest people maybe water them down. They'll last a little bit longer, and that way if there's a higher sugar content in them, it's not as bad. And you know another thing that people don't think about? I tell all my clients to do this. Get some water, put it half of it into a little plastic container, and put it into the freezer and freeze it. When you leave that morning for the day, fill the rest of it up with water. You've got ice cold water with you to take with you. And then take a snack with you that's not going to melt. Because, you know, this is summertime. A lot of people are traveling. You could get caught on the road behind a car accident, and you don't know how long that's going to last. You don't want to be caught without any water or food. So I always tell people, keep a snack and a nice bottle of cold water with you. And then the time frame. Let's think about that. I mean, you don't want to be going out at the worst time of the day, which is between 10 and 3. The sun's, you know, at its strongest then. So exercise, if you're going to do it outside early in the morning or in the evening as it starts to cool down and that sun starts to come down, hey, you got to eat well. I mean, let's face it, you want to be making sure you're getting good fruits, good vegetables, good vitamins and minerals in you for these days when it's going to be hot so that you do have the right fuel for your cells. And then, you know, you got to be really careful with heat exhaustion. When it's hot, like it's going to be this weekend, do not push yourself beyond your limit. Know when your body's feeling tired. If you start getting dizzy, if you start not feeling good, get nausea, then get out of the heat, get someplace cool. And, you know, you can still enjoy exercise inside, too, on days like you know, this weekend.
Well, I like the tip about the ice water and the snack, because as we get going and we're really stacked with appointments, I'm just personally speaking, I'll go, I am so thirsty, and I'm looking around, and I do not have water.
Exactly.
And I find that I crash if I don't have my water.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, too, is that, you know, one of the things you said is really important, too, is on this hydration thing, because you can just be out walking around when it's this hot.
Yeah.
And it'll suck the moisture out of you. Is that, you know, that after a day where you think you're not even doing a lot, you can be depleted. So.
Well, and the thing is, too, is don't let yourself get thirsty, because, you know, you're getting to a point where it's getting too late. At that point, you got to stay well hydrated. And, you know, I went fishing last weekend on the river. It was great, and I made sure I wore a nice wide-brimmed hat and light-colored clothes to, you know, stave off that heat, so you can still enjoy activities like fishing, too.
Good. What'd you catch?
I caught a rainbow trout.
Did you release it or did you eat it?
No, it was catch and release.
Okay. Well, some places, is it all catch and release up here, or is there, can you actually flip the trout on a fire?
I think it depends.
Okay.
Yeah,
if they're native born, you can't keep them.
Yeah, well, good for you. Well, thank you, Amy, so much.
Yeah, guys.
All right. And I understand yesterday you had an article in the Record Searchlight on the
On the very topic,
on the front page, was it, for the health section?
You got it, yeah.
All right. Amy Palko.
From Adamson's Peak Performance.
Yeah, I'll see you next week, guys.
All right, Amy, have a
Thanks
great
a lot,
weekend.
Amy.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye. Really a nice girl. I should say woman.
An expert.
Yes. You know what? There's a lot of things going on this weekend, and one of them is going to be Club Dead. Is that right?
Right.
Is that a...
from the Riverfront Playhouse Club. And there's still tickets. Club Dread, honey.
Oh.
No. It's called Club Dead. You're right. Sorry. The Last Resort. July 17th it opens. Is written and directed by Bill and Lisa Collins. Definitely want to head out and support that. It's going to go to August 14th. You can call 221-1028 and go to the Riverfront Playhouse for tickets. I think they sell them at the door as well.
We also have the American Legion Reading Auxiliary annual rummage sale. It's going to be July 17th, Saturday. That's tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall right there on Yuba Street next to the old post office. You have free admission. There will be a snack bar available, an air-conditioned building. So if you want to have that big sale, you want to sell, you know, it's your yard sale, but it's too hot outside, take it there. Only thing that they're charging, I think it's $12 for a table. But call Phyllis or Judy at 530-549-4032 or 227-7147 and ask them about this.
If you want to do something free, then head out to the Gaia Amphitheater at Anderson River Park and see Field of Dreams. That's tonight. This is put on by Enjoy Magazine. Field of Dreams, beginning at 8 o'clock tonight, Anderson. Bring your family out there for free and to see the movie on the big screen. Enjoy a spectacular night. Live it up. Folks in Reading, there's so many wonderful things to do here in the North State, even with the heat.
You know, when we come back, we're going to address state and also city concerns. What's going on with the judicial system? Why are we turning people loose or not putting people in jail that maybe belong there? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can write to Linda at linda@KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's going to be hot today, hon. We're talking 100 and maybe 7 degrees, 106 or 107.
Currently 82 degrees and going to be rising today. And as you heard in the earlier segment, Amy Palko, hydrate. And don't wait till you get thirsty at that point. You know, your body's starting to not be okay with it. So hydrate. We know that. But still, it's always a reminder. Maybe do the sports drinks and, like you said, water them down. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We wanted to remind you tonight, don't worry about the heat. Come out, beat the heat, because we have an air-conditioned dining room, both of them. As a matter of fact, there's two dining rooms, and then there's the deck, and the deck has misters.
And it's a beautiful area out there. Linda's going to be singing, and where she's going to be singing, of course, is air-conditioned. And we have a young man named Devin who's going to be playing with you for the first time, right?
That'll be the first time I'm playing. Well, I'll be singing with Devin, and he's going to be leaving, I think, next week to join up, go into the boot camp. He's not sure exactly where he's going, but they have recruited him to play in the Marine Corps band.
That's right. He's got to go.
He's phenomenal.
He's got to go through he's going to go through boot camp, and then he's going to go through whatever his training school, whatever his job is, probably be infantry, and then he goes to the Marine Corps Band Music School, if I think it's for 6 months.
How exciting.
It may be less than that. But then these are the ones, my friends, that you see out there at the White House in the red jackets and white trousers. They are called the President's Own. That's the United States Marine Corps Band. They play all over the world. But they also, I have seen them in combat zones.
And along with Devin will be Lou White, who used to play with the Navy Band, and Rick Hill, who's a phenomenal guitar player, Bruce Kalin, stand-up bass. So we've got this incredible little jazz thing happening. Come out and enjoy an incredible five-star meal. And they're always changing up their menu with some kind of great things. So come and join us. We'd love to see you.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Carol, good morning. You're on KCNR. Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Carol.
I'd like to talk about cap and trade and carbon dioxide.
Let's do it.
They've demonized carbon dioxide to the point, I think a lot of people believe that is carbon monoxide. You know, carbon monoxide will kill you.
It comes out of your car.
Pump it into your car and roll the window up. But carbon dioxide is part of our, carbon dioxide works with with oxygen. When you take in a breath and you let it out, you're letting out the carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide tells your body that you need to pull in some oxygen. They balance each other out. Without carbon dioxide, there wouldn't be a living thing on this earth, in the air, or in the sea, without carbon dioxide. And it shocked me one morning when I was listening to Fox. Bill Hemmer said, I was still coming to work today, and I saw all this carbon dioxide spewing out of this tailpipe. And I thought, oh, my God.
Well, if people believe that,
you're not an intelligent being that is actually...
Well, that's the problem, is that we have people believing, things like that. That you're right, carbon dioxide is, when we breathe, we give off carbon dioxide.
And the thing is, this cap and trade deal, the reason they're pushing this, there's a handful of people that once they get this bill passed, they will make billions off of this, billions of dollars off of this.
And we will end up paying for a lot of this.
You bet. We'll be paying for it. You bet. That's what it's all about. But that carbon dioxide, that's a scam. That whole cap and trade thing is a scam.
And it's amazing how many of the people like Al Gore and others who have bought into these companies and that are going to make money off it. I think Pelosi's one of those too.
Yeah, there's a handful of them, and they go back many a year. You know, it's a cartel of number one, we got to break the economic back. And that's Obama's mission is. He's in there for one reason, and that is to bring in the New World Order.
He doesn't care
about us. He doesn't care about the Democrats.
It appears that there's a lot of things happening in our country that are out of control, and that I think people realize this, and this is why his popularity rates are tumbling every day, as we look, people are going, wait a minute, what does this mean? What impact is this going to have? Hey, Carol, we've got to take a break. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV.
This is KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:14 in the morning.
Is it TGIF?
Thank goodness, it's Friday.
Wow.
July 16th.
We don't mind. You know, it's 85. I mean, 85 at 8:15.
It's gone up 15 degrees since we've started. Or 12 degrees since we started the show. What can you say?
And I know Jimbo, they're over on KLX, our sister station across the way there, and he drives a convertible Mustang, and he had the top down, and I thought, boy, and he gets off the air at 10. By the way, Jimbo is turning 70 this weekend, so happy birthday. Any of you see the famous voice
of Reading?
Yeah. Guy who's been done the oldies forever.
He was doing oldies when oldies were youngies.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that right? No, he's been doing oldies for
70,
a long
70
time.
Years young.
That's
this
great.
Weekend.
I tell you what.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Hey, what's going on with our judicial system here in Reading? You know, we went started on this earlier this week with Judge Curl, turning a guy loose who has been arrested several times. All types of felony arrest. The probation department, the district attorney, and the police wanted to put this guy back in jail. And what happened? Judge Curl turns him loose, gives him one day in jail, and then he has to go through a drug and alcohol counseling program, right? But we hit on that a couple of times, and so, of course, he's loose. Well, then now, Shasta County Superior Court Judge Molly Bigelow, Is she related to the new DA, Carlton? I believe she is, isn't she? Molly Bigelow?
Yes.
They're family, I think.
Yes.
Not that it makes any difference. I just, you know what? Reading is a small town, even though it's 100,000. She handed down a 14-year suspended prison sentence to a convicted child molester. That she granted him probation. And that, the DA, the Curtis Woods, the deputy district attorney, said following court that he and his office have a different interpretation of the law and believed that Wallers was ineligible for probation. And it seems like Wallers, who was convicted by a jury in February of four felony counts of lewd and lascivious acts with a child under the age of 14 and two misdemeanor counts of annoying a child, was additionally ordered by Bigelow in May to serve a 360-day jail sentence. He must successfully complete a treatment program as a condition of this. But then he gets probation. I don't quite understand this. Why we're giving people this. And, they do go through all of these. They go through all of these, court-appointed psychiatrist tests. The clinical psychologist, Kent Caruso, said that Wallers was an appropriate candidate for probation, saying he believed him to be a low risk to offend again. He described him at most a lightweight, non-predatory pedophile or emerging pedophile, or perhaps more the exhibitionist or voyeur taking showers with 10-year-olds. What's an emerging pedophile? Do you want to wait till he becomes a full-blown pedophile? Is that the idea? Is that why we turn him loose? Is that why he's on probation? Because he'll go into a full-blown one as instead of an emerging one? They said, too, is that he admitted to being arrested but never charged with sexual exploitation of a minor in 1994. Now, there may be more to this than it's in the record searchlight. Many times there's more to a story than what's in the record searchlight. But, here's something else that's happening. It's just something else that's going down. And we need to get into this and see why this is happening. But first, we're going to go to Coach Bob on line one. Coach Bob, you're on KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Coach Bob.
What's on your mind?
All right. I want to, is this kind of an open line kind of thing?
Yeah, we're all open line today.
Way cool. I'd like to educate you just a little bit about what Devin is going to be in for at the United States Military School of Music at Little Creek, Virginia.
Oh.
I'm ready.
Since I know. Well,
okay.
At least I knew back in the late 60s toward the end of Vietnam, because that's where I was for 6 months of music training.
What was your instrument?
Trumpet.
Oh, cool. Okay. Go ahead.
Still is. Still is. Anyway, I play every day. But that's beside the point. One, he's going to love it. Two, it ain't a cakewalk. It's extremely difficult, trying emotionally and mentally. We were housed in a four-story cement barracks with the UDT and SEAL trainees, if you can imagine that. Now, I was Army. Army, Navy, and Marines attend the School of Music at Little Creek. It's a beautiful little base, amphibious base. And you can go north up to Norfolk, or you can take your weekends if you get them free and go down to Virginia Beach, which ain't too shabby, I want to let you know. That's pretty good duty. But it's a neat, clean little base, and you will work your tail off there because they expect great things of you as a musician. By that, I mean when you go in and you blow, or in his case, play your initial incoming audition, you've got to be at least about a 2.25 or a 2.3 on a scale of 4.0, like in college grading.
Yes.
That's what you have to be accepted, which he will be off the scale because he's a tremendous musician, as you know. He'll probably be a 3 or a 3.1. That's extremely talented.
Well,
no one is a 4.
Well, I understand that he graduated third in his class. I mean, even just out of high school. So
I don't doubt it. But what I want to impress upon you is that it's a different kind of pressure there, because they expect improvement. And when you leave at the end of 6 months and you have your final audition, you had best shown improvement. Well, as you both should know, and I'm sure you do, the better you are at something, the slower the improvement is.
Wow.
When you're weak at something, the improvement is tremendous, because that's all you do is play. Play and study, play and study, play and study. It is all day, every day. Logged in practice time in the practice rooms. You go through somebody, you check in, you check out. They add up your hours. They have to be there.
Well, Bob, I'll share with you, and we do have another caller waiting, that John Gonzalez, who plays piano wonderful, he's one of the A players in town, trained Devin. And so he said this kid used to come in, and he said, I could, you know, when it came to his lesson being over, he would want to play more and more. He said, I'd be there for 3 or 4 hours. I mean, I'd have to go, okay, it's time for me to go now, because this kid just would soak it up and soak it up. So he may be one of those gifted individuals that, you know, bring it on, hurt me harder.
Yep. Well, I knew musicians that came in that were incredible, and they didn't even have them go through the school. They made them instructors at the school.
Wow. Well, you know, Coach Bob, we got to take a break
here. Thank you for sharing that.
Guys, I just wanted to share that with you. Not many people know that experience.
Oh, that is amazing.
You're absolutely right. But one of the things, too, is that I saw members of the Marine Band, United States Marine Corps Band, in Desert Storm, in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, manning positions out there. So it's not just all, playing an instrument, too.
No, that's correct. And when you're in the service, first and foremost, like in the Army, you're infantry you're anything else.
That's right. Okay, Coach Bob, thank you so much, and have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Hey, hang on. Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay, hang on. We have to take a break. We've got a caller on the line. We wanted to make sure that we get to you right after these breaks.
Hang on, Ron. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we...
This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome back. It's 8:26 in the morning. We've got a new board operator, so if we come rolling in late or early, we're working.
Hey,
good morning. Good
85
morning.
Degrees. It's going to be 107. There's so much going on. There is so much going on. In case, I just kind of wanted to... Oh my gosh, Ron, we've got to go to the phones. Ron, you're online too. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Sorry, I beat you, but wait.
Wow. Thank you.
I've got a question here. Maybe I just want to say something. But anyway, these judges and politicians, they kind of do what they want, and people are howling and everything. Some of the people at the Tea Party says, maybe we ought to start figuring out how to impeach some of these people. And I'm thinking maybe that's kind of a good idea. Maybe we ought to start small and learn here in our own town how to impeach somebody and then go on from there. So maybe Judge Wilson Curl needs to have a little bit of a comeuppance, figure out why did you do that, and maybe we should just get rid of you and find somebody else. So anyhow, that's my comment. So.
Okay, Ron. Well, thanks a lot. Going back to this thing with Judge Molly Bigelow. I mean, I know Molly Bigelow strictly on a social basis and nice lady. But, you know, when I see something like this in the Redding.com or on, you know, the Redding Record Searchlight, there's more to it. You know, and when I see something like this, what exactly is going on here that you've got the psychologist saying that when Waller wrote a statement that was included in the probation report, and it was a probation report that said, hey, he needs to go to jail for 10 years. Caruso wrote that a lot of the defendant's descriptions, explanations, and defensive arguments not only to be wholly lacking in insight and illogical, but irrational and bordering on bizarre at times. And this is the one we're turning loose, getting a 14-year suspended prison sentence. And the same psychologist says that at most a lightweight, non-predatory pedophile or emerging pedophile. Okay. Just having a problem with this. I mean, you know, what are all the laws we have on the books to protect children? And this guy is taking and has been found guilty of felony counts of lewd and lascivious acts with a child under the age of 14. What's missing here? What haven't they said that would tell me why Judge Bigelow would turn this person loose? And what is it that Judge Curl turns the other one loose with one day in jail? There's probably more to this. I would hope that there's more to this, but I would hope that you, if you've got children and you've got, you know, and you've got an interest in what's going on around here, would you know, sit up and maybe start taking a look at these and find out why this could happen. You know, if even the deputy district attorney said that he's not even sure what's going on. And just like before, when Curl turned the 22-year-old with, you know, with count after count after count after count of felonies and misdemeanors and everything else from drug trafficking, lewd and lascivious acts with minors, the whole thing, and turned him loose. I'm all this is happening, and I'm starting to wonder what's going on here with our legal system that turns people like this loose, and yet you'll see somebody, okay, you know, here it comes, that has, you know, some marijuana on them, and they throw them in jail, right? Isn't that the big argument? So we're turning pedophiles loose? We're turning people that are felons loose? I don't understand. I think this needs to be taken into consideration every time that there's, there's elections and re-elections. Anyway, hey, in our next half hour, we're going to be talking about, does Dick Cheney really have a heart?
Well, I also have a couple things that we're going to talk about. Something interesting that they found in New York. And have you been feeling a little trembles, going on?
Tremblers and...
Tremors. What do you want to call them? Let's mix up the words.
And what about Governor Schwarzenegger? Where exactly does he fall now in popularity, or where does he rise to? Governor Schwarzenegger, how does he compare with Gray Davis? This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's open line today. Whatever you want to talk about, jump in and let us know. We've talked about impeachment. We've talked about carbon dioxide and cap and trade. We've talked about, you know what, the U.S. military band school in Little Creek, Virginia. But this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right down from the Burrito Bandito off Airport Road. They've been serving local customers since 1985. And let Doug Tooley, the owner, show you the best home theater system you can get or a surround sound. He has Dish Satellite, and he will show you how to get lifetime HD. And just call him up. Find out how you do that. He will set up the theater system. He has gotten tremendous reviews from people that have told us they have used BNT Satellite. Phone lines there are 244-1988. That's BNT Satellite off Airport Road. Talk to Doug Tooley.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, life. You know, you see some of these movies. Remember when you watched Planet of the Apes? And you saw the Statue of Liberty out at the beach on the ocean, and when you flash forward with our future, things have to go places, obviously, on our planet. They don't just go up into space. But interestingly enough, you know, buried deep beneath Manhattan, of all things, can you imagine, 200 years ago, a ship was buried as junk. Landfill to expand a bustling little island of commerce called Manhattan. When it reemerged this week, surrounded by skyscrapers, it was an instant treasure that popped up from the mud, of course, near ground zero. It's 32 feet found in soil, 20 feet under street level. Can you believe that?
Wow. Well, you know, that's, yeah, because, you know, people, you know, when they bury things. I mean, there's all types of items that are found, you know, every year. And in fact, you know, when you're going through these old ghost towns, where do they go to a lot of times is to the privies, to those outdoor toilets. And they search inside those. I mean, they've been there, you know, haven't been used in, you know, 100 years. But people would used to dump things down there, like, you know, pottery, and people would drop things down there, of course, wouldn't go back after it. But it's a good way to find those little collectibles if that's what you want. Hey, you know what people said, Linda? You know how they've always said Dick Cheney is a cold, cold man, no heart, didn't care. Well, there's proof that former Vice President Dick Cheney has a heart. He just had a new heart device installed. He had a new heart pump implanted. So there it is. There's your proof. Dick Cheney does have a heart for y'all. Now, Cypress Square Barbershop, where I get my haircut, many others get their haircut here in the station and many other places. There the other day, you know, of course, they do, you know, they give great haircuts, great prices. They had, and this is one of the things that you have to take photos of, there was a liberal sitting in the chair. I swear, I was told that he was a liberal. He told me he was a liberal, so we took a photo. No, we did. We took a photo, okay. Because how many times do you find a true dyed-in-the-wool liberal sitting in the chair there? So we do have a photo of him. I did not get his name because he seemed to be intent on getting his haircut at that point. You know, some of the other things that are going on, you know.
You make it sound like it's a disease.
It's not a disease, but you just don't see a lot of them. Not up here.
Oh, you certainly do. Yes,
well,
you
there
do.
There are liberals, but I mean ones that are really way out there and such. It's kind of like being way, way out to the right. You know, there's not a lot of those.
Oh, yes.
We
run across them every day.
Well, we do, but it's not like the vast majority of the people in Redding and throughout the United States are middle of the road. They really are. Both, you know, they may be a little conservative on one side on some things and you know, more moderate on others, and a lot of the Democrats could be more liberal on some things, more moderate on others. I mean, that's the vast majority, I believe, of the people of the United States. It's when you get people on one side or the other is when you start having the problems. And I believe that President Obama is far to the left of where he said he was going to be and on some of the things he ran, even though that I believe that all the indicators were there. And I believe some of the politicians swing far to the right to offset that. And what we have now is just it's a partisan attack. There's no bipartisanship where it used to be there was. We got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got people on the line, and we're going to be talking to Brenda and other people that are lined up right now. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot. It's 8:44 in the morning. Open line this week. Open line today, I'm sorry.
Currently 87 degrees. It's going to be a high of 107. So we want to make sure that you keep yourself hydrated. Tonight's going to be clear with a low of around 74. As promised, wanted to talk to you about a couple of jolts that happened. Another earthquake has rattled in an area of Northern California that is home to a number of geothermal power plants. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude of 3.9 quake hit around 4:45 p.m., and that's about a mile north of the geysers, or about 26 miles northwest of Santa Rosa. The quake follows a magnitude 4.0 earthquake that hit the same area at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday. So, you know, sometimes we do feel these little things, and they're happening not too far away.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Brenda.
Hey, Carl and Linda, how are you guys?
Good, speaking of movers and shakers.
Oh, I don't know about that, but you guys sound like you're keeping your cool this morning.
Well, you know, sometimes we can, sometimes we can't.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
after looking at Bob's shirt all morning long, anything else after that is cool.
Hey, that's got to wake you up.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. It's Friday. Where's your Hawaiian shirt? Yeah. I know you don't have one on.
I yes, do have one on.
Hey, all right, we're getting you there.
Yeah.
So, the 107 you've been advertising, Linda, I'm not quite sure where that's coming from, because even the Weather Service is advertising 108 today.
Oh.
And the official
because
high
who cares
is
after, has, who cares from 107 to 108?
I have to agree with you there, but the official high was 106 yesterday, but the little remote standby itself robotic weather station just across the runway from there said 110. So it's hot, that's for sure, and I'll bet you guys an iced coffee that it gets above 107 today.
I bet so, too, but this is the National Weather Service that was printed out way early. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think they revised that a little bit. I looked just a little while ago. So, you know, it's the hottest day of the year today, probably, and the good news is that if Sunday you'll notice a big difference, and early next week it'll be just pure summer bliss. With the lower 90s, maybe even right around 90, so which means it might be in the upper 80s. I don't think we'll quite cool off that far, but it's for penguins like me, that's just a spiritual lift to know that it's not going to stay this way.
Well, the big thing is that it does. It gets cooler and cooler.
No, eventually it will. We're almost into our climatological thermal max, which goes in Redding from the 22nd through the 26th. So because I'm such a penguin, I celebrate the summer solstice, because that means fall's around the corner, and then I also celebrate the end of July, because that means we're past our thermal max. Even though it stays hot through August and into early September, I have hope that it will cool off. So, you know, it's not been a bad summer so far. We haven't even hit 110 yet. We were a long time even getting over 100, so not too bad. And I wanted to bring up another issue that you know is dear to Bob's and my heart, and that is boating safety. We had a delightful evening out on Whiskey Town last night. We got the grill out and grilled up a steak and had a great time and watching the ducks and the heron and the geese and everything. We were out quite late, and late enough that we needed to turn on our navigation lights on the way back to the ramp, and we were astonished at a couple things. There were people out there who were racing around with pulling tubes, you know, with the floaty tubes that the ski boats pull. And they were going way too fast for the lighting conditions, and also we saw several boats with no navigation lights, and that's just extremely dangerous. So I hope that folks are going to be out on the lake this weekend, and the temptation when it's this hot to stay out real late is definitely there. Make sure your navigation lights are working and that you go slow at night, because you just don't know what's out there, and the last thing you want to do is run into another boat or something. People are always doing crazy stuff.
Is there a rule of how fast, how slow you should go at when it's dark out?
Well, a good rule of thumb, each lake may be different, and I'm not sure what the California boating laws say. I'm going to have to look that up for sure, but you really shouldn't be exceeding 5 miles an hour at night. That's just a good, safe number. Don't go faster than 5 miles an hour from about half an hour after sunset, you know, to half an hour.
How can you tell if you're doing 5 miles an hour if it's dark?
What's that?
How can you tell if you're doing 5 miles an hour if it's dark?
Well, you have instrumentation on your dashboard.
Just kidding,
that
Brenda.
That.
Just kidding. You're the one that says, "Oh, it's 108 instead of 107."
Well,
you know, Brenda, I defy you to tell me the difference between 107 and 108. If I stand you out in the middle of the street, I defy you to tell me the difference between 107 and 108, and yet you jumped all over my wife.
That's right. It's all about numbers, though. You know.
Now we're in the numbers. Is that it, Brenda? Huh? Is that it? Numbers? I have a number for you.
Doesn't 110 sound more dreadful than 106?
It certainly does.
That dreadful. Does.
Dreadful is a good word.
And you're right. It doesn't matter whether it's 107 or 109. My personal thermometer can't tell the difference.
So does this mean we get to call in on your show tomorrow, Tech Talk, and talk for 10 minutes on your show about something that I want to talk about?
You won't be here.
Sure. I won't be here.
Oh,
so,
Brenda, thank you.
Best of Vatchet.
Oh,
hey, Brenda,
you know, we love you.
So much.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to miss you tomorrow. Okay. You take
right,
care,
Brenda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy, I tell you, if it's not Bob, it's Brenda, you know. So.
Yeah.
And Bob's over there telling me, hurry her up, hurry her up.
We love
Brenda,
you know,
that's
we
the
die.
Only reason we did that. Bob was saying, break it, break.
Oh, I just really
anyway.
Appreciate her. I really do.
Well, you know what, it's nice to talk to an expert. And I tell you the things that are that we were out on the lake the other day, and we saw a number of people out there, and this was on a Tuesday afternoon. And, you know, there's people were water skiing and wakeboarding and all these things, but I can't imagine if you're, when the sunlight starts going down and they're still going fast out there. I mean, you're just asking for an accident. So thanks to Brenda and Bob for that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great Americans, Joe and Shelley. They've supported our veteran community. They've supported our community in so many different ways. One of the finest tobacco emporiums in the United States. And we love these people. Hey, we've got a lot of things going on. Next week, we have Jerry Benito will be our guest. We've got the ACLU coming in. We've got Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank discussing this new bank regulation, a 2,300-page document that is supposed to regulate Wall Street and banking, yet didn't do one thing to touch the politicians who forced the changes, which led to all these problems. Do you see anything in there? Do you see one politician taking blame for this? No, Nema, nada. Of course not. It's never their fault. It's never the fault of the politicians who get us into these things. Instead, they're going to blame everybody else. I don't quite understand that about taking responsibility. But then again, taking responsibility for your actions is kind of like dropped off in the last few decades here. Anyway, we will talk about that. There are probably some good parts of that plan. I'm sure there are. I mean, with 2,300 pages, one or two things, good things have to come out. Today, my friends, we're honoring a young Marine who's coming home. Or somebody said he's already home, and now his remains are being brought home. But I like to think of it that Lance Corporal Tyler Allen Rhodes of Bernie is coming home today. He's arriving at the Reading Municipal Airport, the jet center there, at 1:15. He was killed in Afghanistan while in support of combat operations. They're going to transfer his coffin via a Marine Honor Guard to a hearse, and then they will head up to Bernie. The procession route will be north on Airport Road to westbound Highway 44, north on Interstate 5, and then east on Highway 299 to Bernie. I know there's going to be a lot of veterans organizations there to greet and to pay honor to Lance Corporal Rhodes. I know the Patriot Guard, Missing in America Project, Old Guard, I'm sure American Legion, I'm sure probably the Order of the Purple Heart. There's going to be so many of them. If you can't make it to the airport, please take the time to maybe go along that route and stand there and just remember Lance Corporal Rhodes and the 26 other North State residents who have fallen in combat over the last 10 years. In Bernie, they're going to have the service at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and in Bernie at the cemetery there. Then they're having a lunch afterwards for all the people coming in. For the people that are mourning, our warriors. And it's not going to get better. Combat operations are picking up in Afghanistan. Even as they wind down in Iraq, they're picking up in Afghanistan. We've had more Americans killed in Afghanistan in the last 6 weeks than we have in any other time period. June may be the bloodiest month, or July may be the bloodiest month ever in Afghanistan. And you have to ask yourself, is what we're doing there, whether you declare that you support the war or you're against the war, you know, it makes no difference. You've got to support the warrior. That's the bottom line. These young men and women that are out there, they signed their lives. They signed for their lives when they enlisted in the service. They knew where they were going. It wasn't a surprise. But they deserve to be honored. They deserve to be respected. And when they come home, they deserve to be thanked, not ignored, not pushed aside. And this weekend, when we go out to Whiskeytown and we go out to Shasta Lake and we go to the movies, we go to the barbecues, we go to the baseball games, you know, it's time. It's time that you take a minute and you think about them. You think about our men and women out on the walls right now. And it's driven home when you have our sons, like Lance Corporal Tyler Allen Rhodes, coming home. It's driven home to you, and it should always be. It should always be in your mind the care and the love for our warriors. They don't ask for anything. But I promise you, if you go up to them and you say thank you, they will be so appreciated. World War II, Korea, Vietnam. If you see those warriors, go on up, shake their hand, thank them. That's the reason that we have the freedoms we have today. It's those people that are always have put their country and what we stand for above themselves, as Lance Corporal Rhodes. He'll be there at 1:15 today at the Reading Jet Park. Then he's going to leave. He's going to again go north on Airport Road, westbound on Highway 44, north on Interstate 5, and east on Highway 299 to Burney. I hope that you come out there and you stand there and you have just a minute that you remember him and all the other warriors. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. We love these men and women. We will always honor them.
You're listening to KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.